A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 19th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about allegations by opposition parties that their rallies are being disrupted by the police ahead of the 2018 elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about allegations by opposition parties that their rallies are being disrupted by the police and state agents.
Zimbabwe riot police today fired teargas and beat up women opposition activists led by MDC Vice President Thokozani Kuphe in rural Lupane, Matola North Province. Honorable Kuphe says many activists and children were injured as heavily armed police descended heavily on the homestead of the opposition party. The opposition party was mobilizing villagers to vote in an operation they have dubbed Bereka Mwana Tiende or Bereta Umtwana Sihambe.
The Bereka Mwana Tiende campaign is a door-to-door voter registration drive which urges all Zimbabweans, particularly first-time voters, to register ahead of next year's general elections. Opposition parties are accusing the police in Zimbabwe of often using force to break up protests, opposition campaigns, beating up civilians and journalists. Political parties are currently in Nyanga, that is in Manicaland, at a workshop that is organized by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in collaboration with the Embassy of Sweden to talk about the elections. The opposition parties are calling for international intervention in the elections, but the ruling ZANU-PF says Harare is capable of holding free and fair elections.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Olwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo esibona ukuthi ungazani vele sokuvele sokulokuxoxozela sikhuluma nje konapho ke kulabantu abebandla le MDC T abagoqela umsekeli kaMongameli uThokozani Kuphe abagijinyiswe ngamapolisa khona lelo pane besiyazama ukukhankasa ukuthi abantu bavote kukhetho oluzayo. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulo mkhankaso obizwa ngokuthi Beleta Umntwana Sihambe kukhangwa abantu ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukuthi bavote kukhetho lolu. So ke sifuna kuzwakana ukuthi likubona njani khonoko kunjalo ke foto
okuka hama wadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa zviri kutaurwa nevanopikisa zvekuti misangano yavo yekuedza kutsvaga rutsigiro kana kuti kurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachinovhota sarudzo dzegore rinouya dzisati dzaitwa. Misangano yei iri kukanganiswa nemapurisa vasori nedzimwe nguva vatsigiri veZANU-PF. Asi veZANU-PF nemapurisa vari kuti ayo vanopikisa dzimwe nguva havasitanga vapuwa mvumo nemapurisa. Saka ndonyaya yatira kuti tinge tichizeya iyoyi kuti munoona sei Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got some messages that were posted on Facebook and there's so many of them. So one of them is from Gift Tswene who says the last episode of this struggle is going to be bloody and fearful. It won't be easy, otherwise it will be worse than 2008. But in the end, there shall be a new government in Zimbabwe. Then we've got David Munu, who says, bagai papanapa, and we expect 2018 elections to be free and fair. That's a question. And he says, no, this is absolute nonsense. The opposition is really in a fix, going in a match that is already determined. So here we are in a we are facing problems. Then Mkolisi Dube writes, why are they stopping people to have meetings? we are people of Zimbabwe where democracy is supposed to be. Nxa bengafuna abantu ukuthi benze umhlangano kathi vele bayenzelani konoko. This is not the time and not the right time for Zimbabweans to just die. Zimbabweans need to actually live together and enjoy the fruits of liberation. So I'll stop there. Do we have any
yes, we have Honorable Thokozani Kupe, the Vice President of the opposition MDC. Honorable Kupe, good evening.
Good evening.
And thanks for joining us this evening, Honorable Kupe.
No, thank you very much.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Honorable Kupe, we've been seeing so many pictures, you know, of members of your party just fleeing some tear gas, and some of them are even running in fields, you know. Tell us a bit about what really happened.
Yeah, we had a program which is being spearheaded by the Women's Assembly, which is led by Honorable Lynette Kore, where they are saying women must make sure that their children and their families register as voters. As you know, that with the biometric voter registration, everyone in Zimbabwe is going to be registering afresh. So they've got this program where they are going into rural areas to speak to people in kitchens, because they are saying kitchens are important because that is where food is cooked. So they are going to those kitchens to speak to women, to speak to everybody else. So today we had a meeting in Ward 9 in Lupane West, where we had more than 200 people. We had a beautiful meeting where we're mobilizing people to go and register as voters so that they vote for change, because people want change. The people have gone through untold suffering for a long time. So as we were sitting, we had just finished our meeting. More than 30 riot police in full gear came and surrounded the whole village. We were surprised, as if they are surrounding terrorists. And they started throwing tear gas on elderly people, children. We had a one-year-old who was there. Women had babies on their back, and they were all tear gas and elderly people. We were all tear gas. They threw tear gas right in front of me. We were choked. And we ran battles. They were running battles all over. And I'm saying, why are they doing that? This meeting was a meeting which was organized by the MDC in a private homestead. It was not a public meeting. Because what I know is that you can only notify the police when you are having a meeting in a public place, so that they come in peace and keep peace and order. This was a private meeting in a homestead. And we had our own issues that we're discussing about mobilizing our own members of the MDC to go and vote. That alas, we showed this is because this is a police state where the police have decided to descend on innocent citizens who do not have any defense at all. We are defenseless women. Can you imagine women and children and the elderly being treated as if they are criminals, as if they are terrorists?
But did you report the matter to the police?
What happened is that the police wanted to arrest all of us. As I speak right now, they have arrested the secretary of our district. So we had another meeting in Lupane. So as we're coming from that meeting, they had blocked the road. They wanted to arrest all of us. And we had to we drove our cars. And then they blocked us at the next roadblock. And we just drove our cars, because we realized that there was no need. We had children, we had elderly people. We couldn't afford to sleep in a cell. They wanted that. So we realized that it was pointless for us to go and report, because already they had arrested our secretary, and they are looking for more people to arrest.
Gibbs, I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is the ruling ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening,
Honorable
Kupe. Mr. Mangwana, thank you for joining us. Long time. We haven't seen you, you know, or talked to you of late. I think maybe you fear that your party is going to lose. Anyway, so let's talk about... So let's talk about, you know, opposition parties campaigning in various parts of Zimbabwe. Why do you think that police are going out there to suppress people that are holding some, you know, innocent meetings, maybe?
I was listening to, I'm not very aware with this particular incident, but I'll comment based on what I heard from Honorable Kope, what she just said. Two things stand out. She said they are going around the country holding these meetings and obviously doing some kind of water education, whatever, and encouraging people to register. So it means that the meeting that has been where they were dispersed from is probably one of the very few meetings that they have been dispersed from, but they've held a lot of meetings. And we have seen, when we know they hold a lot of meetings. But let's just spend on one of the things she said. She was talking about that the meeting was had about 300 people, and the meeting was private. I don't think by the definition of the definition she gave us of I mean, based on Porter, I mean, would is very correct. I do not know exactly what happened. So, but I'm just basing on what she is saying, because according to Porter, the definition of a public meeting, it says a public meeting means any meeting in a public place, right? So that's the one she based on. But there's a second part of it which says for meeting which the public or any section of the public is permitted to attend. So, which is probably what the police used to say this was a public meeting without permission. I'm not a fan of throwing tear gas and all that. I always think public issues can be handled a bit differently, can be handled in negotiation and talking and so forth without just throwing tear gas indiscriminately. But this is what the act says in terms of whether the meeting was public or not. So, that could inform. I'm just playing the devil's advocate. That could inform, that could have informed what the police actions on this particular day, for this particular meeting. But look, we are in a free state where everybody should be able to do their political activity in terms of the constitution and the subsisting laws without much interference. So this is what it is.
Tombo Dzoka Kwamuri, Honorable Kupe. Mimwe musangano yamuri kuita yanga ichikanganiswawo here, uye mukaenda kunokumbira mvumo kumapurisa muri kupiwa here?
Zvamunofanira kunzwisisa ndezvekudai. Posta inoti iyo, kana muchida kuita musangano panzvimbo iri public like mahall, like mastadium, misangano inouya vanhu vese vanonge vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana, ndipo pamunofanirwa kunotifaya mapurisa kuita kuti mapurisa vauye kuzokuchengetedzai imini, haikona kuti mapurisa vauye kuzokushungurudzai. Mapurisa anofanirwa kungopindira chende kana vaona kuti musangano uyu uri violent, kana vaona kuti vanhu vari threatened. Isu tanga tiri mumusha wememba yedu yeMDC. Meeting yanga iri yememba manhengo dzeMDC. Meeting yanga iri yenhengo MDC vega. Saka yanga isiri private meeting. Yanga iri yemamembers edu tichivakurudzira kuti ngavaende kunoregister. Ende mapurisa auya meeting yapera. Takutodya sadha. Vabva vangouya vekasaraunda musha wese. Takatanga kuti tandira tiega. Tisina takagara pasi. Ndikutokutaurai kuti takandirwa tiega. Takagara pasi. Tisina kana kumbosumuta. Takuda kudya sadha. Ndizvo zvinobvumidza here kuti tombokandira vanhu tiega. Saka takanganise chisu, hapana munhu arwa neumwe munhu, hapana munhu aita mumwe munhu mupindo. Tanga tangogara tapedza meeting yedu zvakanakanaka. Asi because vanga vasingati kuti tiite meeting yoyo, tangouya takagara vakatitira netiyeka. Handifungi kuti mutemo weZimbabwe unozvibvumidza izvozvo.
Ye, Makupe, uyabuza sivile mangwana lapha sichaya ngesiNdebele kuti uti hey, imeeting yenu leyo phela iphosa kati ngani ikhangele ukuthi elikwenzayo ayisikho. Ukubona njani konoko?
Iphosa ithi yona nxa usiba umhlangano endaweni elabantu ipublic enjengamahholi lezitadium lapho kubuya khona abantu abathiyene abanye elingabaziyo, iphosa ithi kumele litele amapholisa ukwenzela ukuthi amapholisa babuye bezoligqina ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi lo msindo. Kodwa thina imhlangano wethu siyenzele endlini eyememba yethu ye-MDC. Umhlangano lo uattende ngama-members awe-MDC. sizodwa thina esazanayo wonke umuntu akade semhlanganeni nalowo siyazana thina sayenza umhlangano saqeda sithe sesiqedile umhlangano sihlezi phansi sesimelele ukuthi sidle ukudla sokubuyile amapholisa babuya bagombolozela umuzi wonke bebona isithwala nasiyana abantu sebeseva ngokudla basitshaya ngethiyegazi angikholi ukuthi umthetho ezimbabwe yakuvumela khona lokhu thina singabantu bezimbabwe abazi umthetho and thina kasifuni ukuthi sihambane sizido zomthetho kodwa bona babuyile bakubona kubalungele bona ukuthi basithaye ngethiyegazi ngisukile mina ngakhamba ngayababuza ukuthi kanti ukuthi sithaye kani ngethiyegazi siyazi umhlangano wethu akuzanga kwaba nomsindo umhlangano wethu waphila umhlangano siphelile sisitshayeleni ngethiyegazi base bangitshaya ngethiyegazi bathi sitshayeleni ngethiyegazi base bangitshaya ngethiyegazi yaqhubuka phezu kwezigqoko yangena emoteni imoto vele ibisa uzuthulisa okungasaqedakali bebefuna ukusibulala bekukutshengisela ukuthi vele bona i-intention yabo bebefuna ukusibulala abantwana abancane betshaya bengenisa amathiyegazi ezimoteni azake ngikubone mina khona lokhu
ye bamba khonapho-ke ntombendalo ungayikhatshana sibili ubambe siyabuya honorable Khube kuye khonapho sibone silo baba lapho secingweni kuthiwa ngudumezweni baba Dumezweni kunjani
ngiyaphila mfowethu linjani baba
ngiphilile kakhulu Dumezweni ungapho khonapho
ngilapha edethi mfowethu
ye tshela mina kuthiwani mfowethu
owawuqanda ukuthi kumama uKhube I'm very sorry of what really happened siyaxolisa kakhulu ngalokho okwenzakeleyo kutshengisa ukungakhuli kwamapholisa nxa kade kuyikuthi bethethe intuthu ebuhlungu bayitshaya ebantwini abadala abangamaxhegu nabantwana abancane ngoba idemokhrasi phela asikho caca ukuthi abantu bebeku-opposition kathi zano ibizabusa njani kungala bantu abayi-opposayo antsho phela kumele ube lo muntu oku-opposayo ukuze ubone ukuthi ubusa njani idemokhrasi i-right okunye okwesibili bendithanda ukuthi ngithi mina amapholisa angaboyenza i-human abuse vele wona lo mthetho wephosa thina ezimbabwe asisawufuni ngoba amapholisa miningi imisebenzi kanti vele uba lipholisa ikwenzana anje ikudinga ukuthula ebantwini kathi esikunjela ukubana abantu bebebulawa ebusuku batshontshelwa izimali abantu abangaboniyo batshontshelwa amasola abo izinto okumele bazenze lokuthona bethungatha imikhondo yabantu even ebusuku banike ithuba lokuthi bapatrole namasotsha apatrole nemadorobheni baningi abantu ababulawa ebusuku la bayekele abantu bazenzele imihlangano yabo yepolitics bebekhululekile akulamuntu ozaplan i-assassination asicabange into zempi sifuna idemokhrasi ukuthi lizwe sililungise whether ulisiyayo ombula ipholisa uyalamba kunzima ulamala ngilamali isizwe bayithi ithwele nzima and nxa uthiwa ngirayezabusa akhokhele leli lizwe uzahlenga even bona bezanup f lanxa beqinisela kuyabasinda okuyinto lokhu
ubonike Dumezweni sibongile kakhulu baba ukuthi ungene ehlelweni
ye kodwa ngingakahambi bengicela ukuthi ngikungizixhumeze loba umangwana la uNick Mangwana ngike ngikhulume la embijana just 2 minutes
ye khuluma la isizwe
how are you Mr. Nick Mangwana
Mr. Honorable Mr. Mangwana can you hear him
I've responded
okay now we can hear you Yes, go ahead, Dumezweni.
Okay, I wanted to say to Mr. Mangwana, we are kindly asking for ZANU-PF to respect the human rights and to respect the political affiliations of other political groups so that we can bring political reforms in Africa. It's not a crime to be in an opposition party. Even the president of Zimbabwe has always said people should respect democracy. So let's not talk about democracy. Ngapha sibe siviolate abantu. Let's respect what other people do. Siyazithelela umnyama ikho isizwe sethu sithwele nzima. UNkulunkulu uzasihlamukela. Nakulaba abakholwa amadlozi, those who believe in spiritual medium will be unlucky. So let's revive our political reforms. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mangwana, you've got a right to respond there.
No, there's... It's absolutely right. We need to respect each other's political rights and right of expression because that's what our constitution says. That's what our forerunners went to work for.
I think we've got a slight problem, Mr. Mangwana. Are you near a phone that is on and
a radio
or radio or anything?
No, no, not me. Not me.
Yeah, okay, go ahead now. I think it's clear now. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was saying, without over-laboring the point,
mm-hmm.
when I was talking to Mama Kupe, I was actually holding the poster itself, the Public Order and Security Act, Chapter 11, point 17, mm-hmm. which is very clear. I'll read once and we close this chapter of the discussion,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned. Public place means any thoroughfare, building, open space, or other place of any description to which the public or any section of the public has got access, whether payment or otherwise, or whether or not admission. So whether payment or otherwise, and whether or not the right of admission, therefore, is reserved. And so a public meeting means any meeting in a public place, or a meeting which the public or any section of the public is permitted to attend, whether on payment or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that members of the MDC are members of the public. Whether these people were getting in after presenting cards or not, but as far as I'm concerned, they were encouraging women and their children, and the ones who have turned 18 and whatever, to go and vote. So it was by just going with a strict definition, it could fall within the definition of a public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I think regarding on why the police saw it fit to throw tear gas, I think that's definitely a police matter and nothing, or very little to do with Zanu PF.
But I think the problem is, Mr. Mangwana, there's now a very thin line between the state and the ruling party, because some of these disruptions, some people might say they don't usually see such disruptions of ZANU-PF meetings. They go smoothly. And these women are saying they'd finished the meeting and then the police pounced on them.
Look, you are suggesting that the police did 1, 2, 3. The best people to try to speak to on this particular matter would be the police.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is definitely a distinction between ZANU-PF and the police. Mm-hmm. If you had said to me, members of the ZANU-PF Youth League or Women's League had gone there and attacked the MDC cadres or leadership, whatever, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. We are answerable to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the police are not governed by ZANU-PF. They are governed by the Police Act. They are governed by the Constitution and mm-hmm. all other legislation that's available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to actually stand here and start defending the police, I will be propagating the notion that there is a confession of ZANU-PF and the police.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not a police spokesman or spokesperson. They have their own hierarchy, and it's an institution on its own. And the ZANU-PF is an institution on its own. So I will account for what ZANU-PF does.
Mm-hmm.
And which in this particular case is nothing. Mm-hmm. They had nothing to do with what happened here. The police should account for their actions as an institution and a constitutionally installed institution.
Mm-hmm.
The police are there in the Constitution, and their role is there in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are going to indict the police or judge them, censor them for their actions, we should do it according to their own Police Act and the Constitution, and definitely nothing to do with ZANU-PF. But I was only helping the discussion by bringing the definition in there and playing the devil's advocate, but I'm not answerable to the actions of the police. ZANU-PF is not answerable to the actions of the police.
But the buck must stop somewhere. Mr. Mangwana, President Robert Mugabe is the one who appointed them, and several members of senior police officers and even the army have threatened opposition members, including the opposition leader, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, and others, saying that, you know, the country is a straitjacket and you know all that jive. Should Mr. Mugabe not intervene, who happens to be the leader of your party?
In his capacity as a president, not in his capacity as a leader of a party. So if we are talking of in his capacity as a president, that's a different thing. But hey, right now in this on this panel,
Mm-hmm. We have the leader of the opposition in parliament, mm-hmm. Mama Kube. So she's the leader of the opposition. It is the role of parliament to make all national institutions account.
Mm-hmm.
So it is their role to call Commissioner General Chiwuri and account for the actions of the police. Mm-hmm. It is the right institution to do that. Not ZANU-PF, not any other, but the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
The right institution. I'm sure they've got the right portfolio committee on home affairs.
Honorable Kube?
So.
Honorable Kube?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Honorable Bangwana says, you know, if you have any problems with the securocrats, you are a leader of the opposition in parliament, you can call, you know, whoever you think is behaving in an unconstitutional manner and question them.
I am going to raise this issue in parliament,
mm-hmm.
because this is uncalled for police officers to come and attack innocent citizens. We did not do anything wrong. Like I said earlier on, we had finished our meeting. We were sitting down and eating, and they came and surrounded that whole place as if they were surrounded. That place is not a public place. It is a private homestead owned by a private individual. And the people who had been invited there are specifically NDC members, of which we know if there was no alien person or any other person whom we didn't know. They had no right whatsoever to come and pounce on us. The least they could have done was to talk to us to say this meeting is unconstitutional, of which it was not unconstitutional. It is our constitutional right to gather everywhere and anywhere we want and hold meetings to mobilize our people. The people of Zimbabwe suffered for a long time, and we are saying this tyranny must stop forthwith. We are sick and tired. Mm-hmm. We don't want it anymore. They must learn to respect citizens of this country. Police officers are civil servants whom we are paying, and therefore their role is to keep peace and order, and they must stick to their core business of keeping peace and order. Mr. Dube earlier on said a lot of crime is happening, and the police officers are not going where crime is. People's livestock is being stolen. People are being killed day and night. Women are being killed by their husbands or by any other person, and yet they are not doing anything. Women and girls and children are being raped every day. They are not doing anything. People are being assaulted. The police are not doing anything. What they are good at is to come and beat up and tear gas innocent citizens, or they are standing in roadblocks there collecting money. Is this what they are supposed to be doing? Enough is enough. We are sick and tired, and they must know this very well. I am very angry today, because right now, I don't even know what I'm feeling, because my whole body is full of tear gas. This is uncalled for in a country which is supposed to be democratic.
Thank you, Honorable Kube. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about the claims by the opposition that police are allegedly disrupting their campaigns. Tinemwe Mtereri Mkoma Patrick. Makadi Mkoma Patrick.
Ndiripo zvangu makati kuriwo.
Aiwa tirinani tipeo pfungwa dzenyu Mkoma Patrick nyaya iri mudariro mainzo.
Naika aiwa zvinorwadza. Hapana chandoda kutaurira, vanoda kutaurira ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ndechokutiko hapana tingaitwa neopposition tingambozohotendwa neZANU-PF hazvigoni izvozvo. Nyango kuna katedza mutemo hapana mapurisa anongouya nemhaka security chete zvese kunoreva votitaura kuti zvakati zvaitwa zvakati zvaitwa basi ichekutoti vana vezimbabwe otherwise ngavachitoziva kutoti isu tisi tofanira kuzvikurura mishoko yetega izvizvo zvimapatozvimapato zvose zvotigara zvichidzorera zvinde asi kutiko ngatitoziva kutotiko munhu wese anoda kusununguka munyika munhu wese zvake anoda kusununguka ari kuopoza ZANU-PF ngativonei kuti tivhotere bato rimwe chete hakuna asingazivi kuti tine opposition.
nhare yacho katafoni yacho inenge yangaichiti netsei asi that was Patrick there saying that you know no matter what the opposition does members of the police will not clear their rallies and it's up to Zimbabweans to free themselves back to you Gibbs.
Now back to you Mr. Mangwana, are you still on the line? Can you hear me, Mr. Mangwana?
Loud and clear.
Oh, thank you very much. So now, I think this is the first time that we've had police using tear gas in rural areas. This is a truly rural area where you can't think of police chasing people, you know, and tear gassing them and all those things. Do you think that we are going to witness just many of these incidents in the near future? Or this is the last incident?
Look, FOSA has been there for a very, very long time. I think it was from around 2002 or thereabouts, and then it was amended in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all in all, we're saying FOSA has been there for about 15 plus years. Question, why, if there is a gray area, which I don't believe is a gray area here because the meeting, this meeting was public, even though it was in a homestead, but even if we call it a gray area because we cannot go into a legal debate, why don't people just notify the police as the law if there is a gray area? If any doubt, if you are going to gather 300 people, that definitely public, becomes public. And if there is no gate, if there is nothing that stops people from coming to that meeting, and anybody can wander in and out, including mischief makers, once they see that people are gathered there and they're going to be eating, so it becomes a public meeting. I don't agree with the tear gas, but I'm just saying, why in God's name didn't Honorable Kope and your team apply for notify the police as reporter? It avoids all this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes we do things, I don't know for whatever reason, but God knows what reason. Because after 15 years of dealing with FOSA, having the infractions with FOSA here and there, and why would they
justify
the police that they were in the area and they were having this meeting?
Honorable Mangwana, there are incidents. There are well-documented incidents. Even this year, more than 10 rallies where members of the opposition, the National People's Party led by Amai Mujuru, the MDCT, and others have gone to the police seeking clearance, and the police have denied them, saying that they don't have manpower. But should they hold a rally, you see police mobilizing and coming to disrupt the same rally.
I think ZANU-PF has experienced the same thing in Bindura, where they were requested for meetings and they were declined. I think there was another one in Mutare recently, and so it was declined.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I'm not going to.
Those, if I may intervene, you are talking about the ZANU-PF, there was likely to be violence. Remember, there were allegations that those in the G40 faction had mobilized to confront those in the other. There was a likelihood that there was going to be violence.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a judgment call you are making.
No, so that's according to the Herald.
Yeah,
which usually speaks on behalf of the government of ZANU-PF, rather.
Oh, do you want me to? Okay, I'm responding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the police makes a judgment call. You are judging the meeting from outside. You say, okay, this meeting was likely to be violent, mm-hmm. so that's why it was stopped. Mm-hmm. But the police also, if you ask them today, they will say, okay, this is what happened. There are always two sides to a story and the truth in between. Mm-hmm. Now we've heard from Honorable Kupe, who was there. We haven't heard what informed the police action. Because if they wanted to thwart the meeting, they could have thwarted it before it started. They might have a reason for not having thwarted it or disturbed people just at the beginning of the meeting. Why did they come when the meeting was at its end? What had happened in between? We had gone to say what to the police? What in say were the police working on? We don't know that. So that's why I'm saying, look, we have read Honorable Cooper's side, we have got mm-hmm. too many questions which she cannot answer because she cannot speak for the police, which I cannot answer because I don't speak for the police. All I'm saying is, going forward towards 2018, why don't we make sure our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted when we want to hold this public meeting? be it ZANU-PF or be it the opposition, it avoids all this. You know, we bring an unnecessary spotlight on Zimbabwe.
Makhupe, uyazizwela lapho Makhupe sibili ukuthi uyakhuluma umnumzana uMangwana. So ubona njani khona ukukhuluma ngakho njalo khona ukumbuzo ukuthi nxa kade kulabantu abangu 300 ukuthi ngali dinge phela ukuthi lokho kuthiwa yi police clearance uyakubuza phela uMangwana konoko ungamphendula mama ngesintu mama
ngifuna ukuthi ngithi khona lokho ukuthi kuthiwe khona kufanele ukuthi sidinge police clearance umthetho uclear. Amapholisa liyawatshela kuphela ukwenzela ukuthi babuye bazoligcina nxa kungukuthi lenza umhlangano endaweni elabantu abaningi abanye elingabaziyo. Thina lapha besiyithi sodwa sayenza umhlangano wethu waphela emzini wethu, sahlala phansi sesiqala ukudla isitshwala, babuya basitshaya ngetiye gasi. Ngifuna ukuthi ngibuze uMangwana ukuthi besiwoneni, siwonile kusho ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kukhulunywa nguMangwana yikuthi khona abantu beZimbabwe zonke zinqangono notifaya ngamapholisa awuvunyelwa ukuthi kuhlale phansi yenza umhlangano. Akunanto enjalo. This is supposed to be a democratic country. Lapha abantu okumele ukuthi babe ne-freedom of speech, freedom of association, siyenze lokho esifuna ukuthi sikwenze. Amapholisa kabanamvumo because asibonelanga muntu, akunamuntu othayiweyo, besizenzela kuhle izinto zethu. Amapholisa kabavumi ukuthi baphambanisile, uMangwana kavumi ukuthi ZANU-PF iphambanisile. Engingakusho yikuthi ZANU-PF siyethuka ngokuthi ihlali rigama elections. Sebebona ukuthi kathesi ngo-20 sethu, sebebona ukuthi kathesi sesivuka ubhova, sesingena ebantwini and abantu sebebona ukuthi ZANU-PF siyehlulekile. Kathesi sebezibabisa amabhondi nothi abantu beZimbabwe kathesi abanakudla, abanalutho, amabhizimusi sevalile kathesi, abantu bengalalutho sebehlule ukuthi bebhadala ama-foreign suppliers abo. Kathesi iZimbabwe sibuyela ku-2007. Yiwo umbuso na isufuna yona lokhu kaafuni khona lokhu. Yikho sithi amapholisa kababekwazi umsebenzi wabo, umsebenzi wabo ngokuthi besigcine ukwenzela ukuthi besethu, hatshi ukuthi yabe bezosithaya sizenzele umhlangano yethu omuhle, kasilanga lo muntu kasenzanga lutho, abake besixolele bethiyane lathi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Makhupe, ubambe khonapho ungayi ndawo ulobani khonapho blessing.
Tine mumwe mutereri ari ku South Africa, vanzi vazhwawo here kana kuti munonzi vani? Halo. Halo.
Ndinonziva Chiware.
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 Makadiva Chiware.
Isi tinotamba Makadiwe.
Aiwa, tiri nani edu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Chekutanga regai dzimhorose Makhupe. Makadi zvenyu. Alright, magoni mhorosera Makhupe anyway. Makhupe dai vadzikama zvavo tiri muhondo. I think this is the second time to start out tiri muhondo. Hapana chakanaka kana kuti musangano ungaitwa ne opposition ZANU-PF ikaubvumira. And if you remember last time or the other, vanhu ava vanonzi mapurisa vaitorwa nokunge vachinge vakabva kuborder gate. Saka mostly they report back kuna bosi wavo zvimbwa kungata zveZANU-PF. Munin'ina wangu uyu anonzi Mangwana uyu ari kuUK uyu, Mangwana ndezvake. Anyway, today zviri kwatiri but Mangwana ndezvake. The moment yachatanga kumuka kubva muhope dzaarika ndo moment yachaona kuti okay zvaanga achisapota iye hazvisi. Because remember kuti iye ambotaura achiti iye haasi mutauriri wemapurisa. But ukatarisa ari kudzoka zvefuti achisapota mapurisa. Hela.
Vamangwana handingakumbira hangu iripo asi chavari kutaura vari kuti ivo pamutemo kana muchida kuita musangano munosungirwa kuti musume mapurisa kuti ndo zvamurida kuita.
Yes, but he is defending mapurisa. Anyway, iwo mutemo weposa wacho ndinoona takambovhota 2013 handizivi kuti uchiripo here pabumbiro remutemo.
Hausati wabviswa.
Hausati wabviswa. That's why vasingadi kuimplimenta mitemo yatakananhikira yatakavhotera isusu. Because in the first place mutemo watinotiposa kana kuti aipauya iyai
yanga iripo pakusapurisa vana veZimbabwe, yanga iripo kushandiswa nedictatorship yekuti isusu tisapanisa kutaura anti munozoona. Saka there is no need yekuti titirambe tichishandisa mutemo watakavhotera 3 or 4 years ago kuti hatichamudi, and obva watrita zvevanhu that way. Mama kupe musanya kuwara zvenitrimuhondo mwana wamai hondo yedu haisati yadi yapera.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachiware. Regai titore vamwe hadzi vakawanda vari kufonda.
Ndaida kutaura henu kuti misangano yese ZANU-PF hapana pandakambonzwa inini one day or the other ichinzi vazodzingirwa namapurisa kuti vakangaswa namapurisa. So ndosaka isu tichiti mapurisa haasisiri edu eZimbabwe, ndeeZANU-PF.
Tinotenda zvikuru vachiware.
Tinomuzana Nkomo lapo sekucingwani. Nkomo, kunjani kona kupe kutswana?
Baba gifti.
Yei, chasi mini kuzwele mnumzana ngoba isikhathi sangikhona. Hei, mwanisiyama.
Umbikelele. Wothi nichaye mbijana, nihlala nditshela bafana bami nichaye mbijana.
Ye, chaye mbijana baba.
Mina ngisapoti iphatha, ngisapoti MDC, ngisapoti ZANU-PF, ngisapoti Zimbabwe. Sonke singabantwana benhlabathi. Amasosha amacomrade baphuma ezintabeni bangena emakhaya ema-assembly point. Inkomo wathi kokona, bafana bami selibuyile ekhaya, hlonipha abazali, hlonipha ama-ofisi, hlonipha inhlabathi. Yakho ilizwe lenu kodwa lisayakho ilizwe, amapholisa akasayakho ilizwe. Ngifuna ukubakhuza ukuthi bakhangelwe United Nations, amazwe wonke akhangelwe ukuthi what are they doing, are they policemen to defend the country or they are militia. Bangazenzi militia, bahloniphe ilizwe, bahloniphe loba umvundla loba yinyoka esentabe esegangeni, bahloniphe. Bafana le qanda elise basket ukuthi akula lapha bangakhona, abangeke be Mozambique, abangeke be Zambia, abangeke be ngapi, baphakathi kwesihlenge nje eseZimbabwe. Umhlaba mkhulu, abahloniphe, babambe wonke umuntu ngesandla esikhulu. They must respect everyone, whether it's a dog, loba inja, loba impukane eselizweni leZimbabwe. Asihloniphe ilizwe bantu bakithi, sihloniphe iZimbabwe, sihloniphe loba ngilipholisa, loba ngilisosha, loba kuyini. Omahiya, obani bani, oDabengo, obani bani, omasuku, oTokogara, yikho bakulwelayo.
Awuboni ke Nkomo, sibongile kakhulu. Enkomo, ungatinula
kusasa mnumzana. Yikho sakulwelayo, nxa ningakwenzanga khonokho. I'm telling you, bonabo omangwana base-United Nations bazasala beyisihlenganyana, abantu beZimbabwe sebenevodwa bathi ilizwe ngelethu. They must respect that country. Ngihlala nditshela mina ngisapota ubani? Ijombo zakhipha, oDabengo abasagqoka amajombo, omasuku baphansi, abakulwelayo onkomo baphansi, umuntu wayehlonipheka kodwa wayegcine engasahlonipheki. Umuntu wavusa ilizwe ephume railways, wavusa ilizwe wathi asambele egangeni, abanye bajoyina, oTongogara basala emagangeni, obani bani basala emagangeni.
Siyabonga Nkomo, siyakuzwa Nkomo sibili.
Ngangikhangele nge-independence lephelileyo, akuzange kuphume one former Zipra owayetshengisa ukuthi sasisilwa lapha egangeni. Ngambona kungabanye abantu engabanye.
Ye, sime khonapho ke Nkomo, sime khonapho Enkomo.
The basket of our everyone is Mbappe, loba ngubani ngubani.
Ye, Nkomo.
Bengicetile bantu
bakithi. Yes, nguzwile. Lalela phela.
Ogandi lolokuza bangi.
Ya, lalela phela mzawami.
Bafonele bangi. Lahla man.
Ye, nyanya kuzwa mzawami, hayi sibongile kakhulu.
Ngizwile.
Ungatinela kusasa. Ye, papa Nkomo.
Musingatereri bana beZimbabwe.
Hayi, sizwile Nkomo.
Muchatambura mangwana.
Yeah, thank you so much Nkomo. Bye bye baba. Thank you siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah, so long Nkomo kade khuluma.
Blessing liyambamba, abanye abambambi
manje. Hayi kuzalunga Nkomo. Thank you so much siyabonga.
Yeah,
asizwile Nkomo. Asime kona hapo, asime kona hapo siyabonga. Yeah,
blessing liyabonga. Of course we urge our callers to be very brief. We have many callers and you know, let's share the limited time that we have. Let's go back to you Mr. Mangwana, are you still on the line?
I am here.
Of course, Gibbs was campaigning for you at the beginning of the show. You were saying Honorable Mangwana. I don't know if you are going to.
No, it was after I almost attacked you and said your party is going to lose. So I was trying to be to balance things. Eh? Yeah.
Of course, if he is to campaign, he's going to announce it here. We are going to sign a deal with Mr. Mangwana. But Mr. Mangwana, some in the opposition are saying that because of these problems that they are seeing, they want the international community to intervene, maybe the AU, SADC, and the United Nations to supervise these elections, because they are saying they don't have confidence with the way institutions like ZEC and even the police are conducting their business.
You asking me?
Yes.
I think to talk, even talk of the UN is to show a lot of ignorance in international affairs and the operations of international law. The UN can only come into a country to support or assist in an election if they are invited by that country. And in the UN statute, it's actually a never when invited by the opposition parties. We have resolution 46/137 of 91, which is very clear on under what conditions the UN can participate in an election. So in terms of our own context, the UN is already assisting us in that as far as the DDR is concerned. Mm-hmm. That's the type of assistance now the UN gives, technical support. Or it's in very rare cases, they would give you a few personnel or what I would say advisors in very rare circumstances. For a very long time, even in Iraq after the second Gulf War, the UN was only partially involved. Those elections were conducted by Iraqis. In Afghanistan, 2005, the UN was also very partially involved. The election was conducted by Afghanistan, and this is we're talking of post-conflict elections. The last time the UN had anything to do with the elections, as far as running elections, was in Cambodia and in East Timor. Two elections, that's the only one you can refer to. Other than that, and obviously a long time ago, the UN would get involved post-colonialism. They would get involved in elections because obviously the country was in transition. But Zimbabwe does not tick any of those boxes. So there is no chance that the UN can get involved in our election. They can reach out to the UN for technical support unless the Zimbabwean government actually invites the UN to come and conduct elections. So there is no chance they can plead, they can do whatever. There is no chance that the UN would come and run elections in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Mangwana. Gibbs.
Now, Honorable Kupe, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Now, when we look at this forthcoming election, it appears as if initially the MTCT actually said we're not going to go in as long as, you know, the electoral field is not level. So what makes you, you know, why do you have this power to say, okay, let's campaign towards the election and contest the election? Are you sure nothing amiss is going to happen?
Remember, we started a campaign called ENERA, the National Electoral Reform Agenda, where we are campaigning for electoral reform. This is the reason why right now we are talking about BVR. It is as a result of the campaign that we did. And we are hoping that the playing field is going to be leveled through so many other reforms, where people are going to be able to vote in a free, fair, and secure environment. So we are still going to be fighting. We are still going to be making sure that we demonstrate, if it means demonstrating, calling for those reforms. The reason why in Zimbabwe right now we are faced with the kind of problems that we are faced with is because we have got a government which is illegitimate, a government which did not come through a free, fair, and a secure election. So we are saying we want an election which is going to be fair and credible, so that we return back to legitimacy, so that Zimbabwe's confidence is regained again. Right now, investors are not willing to come and invest in a country where there is this chaos, where elections are being stolen, where people are being tear gassed like what they did today. This is why we are fighting for an environment which is going to be right for everybody to participate. And hence why we are saying, allow every player to come and observe our elections. Mr. Mangwana is saying the United Nations has never, Zanu-PF has consistently refused the United Nations, the European Union, and other NGOs to come and observe our elections because they are hiding something. If you are not hiding anything, why do you deny people to come and observe your elections? If elections in Zimbabwe are free and fair, they would allow anybody to come and do that. But we are saying, we are pleading with Zanu-PF and Mugabe to say, please, can you make sure that you level the playing field so that we have a free, fair, and credible election? As Zimbabwe wants to return back to legitimacy, that is the only time our situation is going to be a normal situation where industry is going to start operating.
Thank
where
you. Thank you.
Hospitals will operate as nurses and medication. Where children will go to school after going to school, they will get employment. Right now, graduates are selling juice cards everywhere. Is this the Zimbabwe we want? No, this is not the Zimbabwe we want. We are saying we want a free, fair, and credible election so that whoever wants to invest in our country, they will come flying. They will bring their money. This country requires fresh money right now. We want investors to come and invest in this country.
Yes, we should take a caller, Honorable Kube.
But maybe before we take that caller, Honorable Kube, Zanu-PF always argue that the reason why the economy is not doing well is because of sanctions.
There is nothing like that. They have admitted that there are no sanctions. We are talking about travel bans here. We are doing business with America. We are doing business with the UK. We are doing business with the Chinese. We are doing business with everybody else. $15 billion US dollars disappeared in thin air in Zimbabwe for money from diamonds. Where are sanctions coming in here? Where is the $15 billion? That is a hell lot of money which are going to turn around this economy when we're going to be able to repay our debt and move this country forward. So they must stop talking about sanctions. There's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring our caller. Vashumba Magadi.
Aiwa,
tirina ni tipe ufungwa zenyu moti gaga nguva inenge yaita shoma vanhu vakawanda varira kupinda muchirongo.
Ndotenda baba wangu. Chinoda kungotaura chinhu chekuti totarisa nguva zhinji mapurisa eZimbabwe kana pachiitwa misangano nema opposition vanotarisa kuti wabuda mubamani nokuti vezanu vanoita misangano yavo kumamisha uku togara tiriko hatina patakambona pakandwa matega. Zvinogumbura chaizvo kuti vana mai vanga vaungana kuti vataure kuti vanhu tivhoti wakandwa matiga ipapo hapana kutifadzawo seruzhinji ipapo uyezve kuna vamangwana tokuti vamangwana chibhakira chezanu chakanaka muchichisimudza asi musi wachinokurovai baba muchawira kumawerini. Ndatenda zvangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru vashumba. Tinani apo Gibbs
ndomunzana ngeundlovu. Ndlovini kunjani?
Kunjani?
Mphile Ndlovu, akuphosela koko lapho isikhathi singani sesihambile, phosela kuba.
Alright. Uyazi into yakuqala engiyibonana la Mr. Dube. Yikuthi ipolitiki ye-MDC ayikho right. Ngoba into yokuqala nje the first uma beqala ngale party yabo ba-opposa izanu or ngithi kwabo umgabe ungani balwa ne-regime ka-Smith. Just a different isifamo. But inkulumo zabo abakhulumi okwabantu abafuna ilizwe eliphethwe omunye umuntu omnyama. Yabo inkulumo zabo vele zibeka umgabe one-bad way wokuthi noma bethi bayathanda angeke balibuse leli lizwe. Loku nje wakhuluma yena ongathi ukwatile iyakhuluma yebo kulungile kodwa ayikho into azoyenza ngenxa yesisekelo sebandla labo the welling ngakhona. Inumber one leyo. Number two, according to me, imbonangani umama ukhophe kukhona lapho ishiya khona kancane le ndaba ngoba abantu basemathebeleland ngiyabazi mina ngibuya khona ukuthi uma kungafika amaphoyisa besemhlanganweni it must be very careful. Yabazi nabantu basemathebeleni amaphoyisa ngeke zangene kalula. Number three, ayikho indawo okuthiwa kufanelanga ukuthi kureporte amaphoyisa nokuthi kuyenze umhlangano. Angiboni lelo sesiqine selicace kahle ngoba kunama-incident amanye amaningi yazi ma ngakutyela enye indawo kuke bake kwaba nebhola samoya emathebelelendi angithi bakhupha amaphoyisa ukuthi makahambe ebheka abantu badlala njani ibhola kodwa ma ngakutyethi la amaphoyisa awabuyelanga wonke enkambeni ngicabanga ukuthi ngaba morales ngaba kuyukuthi kwafika nakini. So that's why ngithi mina la khona enye into ekhulunywa lapho ingavezwa kahle ukuthi ukuze kuphosa ama-target amaphoyisa benzeni abantu bebenzeni amaphoyisa ngeke zosukileyo ukuthi aphosa ama-target abantu bengenzanga lutho besihlalele there's something
enyenzakaleyookugcina
okugcina yikuthi thina kusinikeza ubuhlungu nje abantu basemathebeleni ukuthi uma kungafika kuthiwa kuyaphosa ama-target vele kusikhumbuza ukuhlukunyezwa igovernment le ezanu nothi ezanu le khona ezanu le adlulayo hhayi le zanu esinayo manje.
Hawu boleka isikhathi du manje Ndlovini, kodwa hhayi ujaya esikhonkosini baba, sibongele kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Ngiye sibongele kakhulu. So this guy is saying MDCT policies are in such a way that they put Mugabe as a monster or something like that, worse than Ian Smith. So maybe that's why there's so much conflict between the MTC and the ruling party. So he says, yeah, we must be also be careful. Some of the things that are coming from the MDC may not be true, after all. According to him, yeah?
Honorable Kupe?
Yes, what the last gentleman must understand is that a lot has happened in Zimbabwe. Back dating to 1980-1982, where more than 20,000 people were massacred in Matabeleland during the Gugurayundi era. He must understand that, and this is a very sensitive area. When it comes to marginalization, Matabeleland has been marginalized since 1980. Everyone knows that. Even our great father, Joshua Nkomo, was fighting for that. And therefore, we must not try and trivialize an important issue as if it's a non-issue. The police in Zimbabwe must learn to respect the people. They must learn to respect every person, regardless of their political affiliation. When people have got a meeting, they must come to keep peace and order. Their job is not to attack people who are sitting down and not doing anything. You can only do something if there is violence or if something has happened. And I am saying this, and God knows, we were sitting down and we were eating. They came and teared us, elderly women, children, and I told you that there was a one-year-old, and I think there was a six-month-old boy. The other lady was carrying a little baby, and they teargassed them regardless of that. So we have to believe people in Zimbabwe must learn to understand the ZANU-PF regime. It has destroyed this economy through violence, through corruption, through all the things that they do. And we are saying enough is enough. We are calling for a free, fair, and credible election. And as the MDC, we are saying, please, Zimbabweans, let's speak with one voice. Let's learn to respect each other. If something is wrong, let's call a spade a spade. What the police did is very wrong, and it must be condemned by everyone.
Let's bring in Mr. Mangwana to conclude the show. Mr. Mangwana?
Thank you. We are going to 2018 elections, which are going to be very... very defining in terms of where we are going, whether we like it or not. That will be President Mugabe's final term, because he'll be on his second term. So that will be quite defining. So we expect the elections to be conducted in a peaceful manner. The build up to the elections, all the canvassing and the campaigning should be done in a peaceful manner. That means we do not expect violence, and we frown upon violence, but we also frown upon rumor mongering, fear mongering, and the peddling of lies of a crisis where there is no crisis. If we balance all that, we have a very free and fair election.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Thank you so much, Honorable Kupe. Unfortunately, the time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We also want to thank our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers, signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe. Thank you.